The settlement was welcomed by the airlines and mayors of affected cities from North Texas to Phoenix, Philadelphia, and beyond. The Department of Justice had grounded the deal, fearing the loss of both competition and small-town service. Several state attorneys general joined the suit. But American CEO Tom Horton says the carriers calmed those concerns by surrendering some slots and gates at airports like Reagan National, Chicago O'Hare, and Dallas Love Field.
Credit goes to Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, who took the first step in reaching a sensible settlement with us, which really set the template for the deal we made with the other state attorneys general.
Abbott's in the midst of campaigning for governor. He took a lot of political heat when he initially joined the DOJ suit. Horton says the final deal wasn't much different from what he expected at the start.
I think it's a reasonable settlement. You know, it allows us to go build the world's best global network.
Horton himself will lose his job. U.S. Airways' Doug Parker will become the CEO of the new American Airlines as it again becomes the world's largest carrier. It'll reach 336 destinations in 56 countries. Horton argues that reach will make the carrier better for consumers. But aviation expert Danny Kelly is not so sure.
You're going to see regular fares go up, and they may not go up instantly as soon as they merge, but they are going to go up. If you take, you know, a basic freshman economics course, the first thing they tell you is less competition, higher price, and there's going to be less competition.
This merger still needs a thumbs up from other federal regulators, but the DOJ had been considered the biggest obstacle. The combined carriers expect to complete their merger next month. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.